Welcome to the Getting My Act Together podcast for Friday, February 23rd. Friday, February 23rd, 2024. I hope you had a great week. I hope your week is at an end. I hope you have a strong, productive, I hope you have a good weekend in store. Maybe you don't even have any plans and you're going to enjoy the ambiguity and figuring it out and just see what happens. Maybe I will give that person my number. I'll give them my Instagram handle. Mine's yesjoesmith@yesjoesmith or email yesjoesmith@gmail.com like former Central Jersey prosecutor did the other day and gave us his informed perspective on Fonnie Willis. I appreciate that. I don't expect him to write in every day to the podcast, but I am looking, sir, for your perspective on the former president, as I said last time. Will he feel any pain at all? And you might say, well, sociopaths don't feel pain. He doesn't seem like the most empathetic person in the world. And I think maybe to feel pain, you have to also be able to feel the pain of others. So there might be a ceiling on how much this man can feel. I don't know. I'm not saying he's evil or deplorable. I think he does a lot of bad for the world, but you know, his dad probably didn't fucking love him, and he's taking it out on the rest of us, and that's unfortunate. You know, that's really unfortunate. Who knows? I don't know. But former Central Jersey prosecutor, let me know: is he going to feel any pain at all from the incredible amount of legal challenge that this man seems to face? I also am, again, always struck by the energy to feel so strongly about shit at your age, at his age, not yours, former Central Jersey prosecutor. At that man's age, he is pretty goddamn riled up, you know. I hope to be, as the song lyric goes, sitting on the back porch, drinking red wine, singing, oh, French fries with pepper. That is the band Morphine from their 1997 recording, Like Swimming. Rest in peace, Mark Sandman. Mark Sandman of the band Morphine, who actually had a heart attack and died on stage while playing baritone saxophone with Dana Colley on baritone saxophone. Mark Sandman had a heart attack and died on stage in Italy some, how many years has it been? Probably close to that number. Whatever 97, 98 was. Rest in peace, Mark Sandman. And go listen, if you're so inclined, to Morphine's Cure for Pain, Morphine Like Swimming, Morphine Yes. A great band with a really interesting sound. Former Central Jersey prosecutor lent his perspective on Fonnie Willis. Coincidentally, and this is why I miss Atlanta so much, because I just know there would be so many memes about her, Fonnie Willis's performance against the Trump attorneys the other day. Coincidentally, former Central Jersey prosecutor and everyone else, I have an Atlantan in town. A friend of ours from Atlanta and her daughter are in San Diego for a few days, and they're going to stay with us. They came over last night. They came over last night for dinner, and they're going to stay with us tonight. Friday night and tomorrow, Saturday night. And she said, did you see the Fonnie Willis thing? And I was like, it was the greatest thing ever. Did I see what I thought I saw? I mean, I saw what I thought I saw. And I was just like reflecting or talking about it with her. She is a black woman. And she said, yeah, it was great. And she also agreed with you. I think former Central Jersey prosecutor and maybe myself as well. Fonnie Willis certainly held her own as a woman not to be fucked with or trifled with. But also the affair or the relationship with the attorney and all that is not a good look for the Fulton County District Attorney. But I was very glad to have this woman here to hear her perspective. Our friend, our dear friend is here, and we were cracking up last night about Fonnie Willis saying, like, I'd rather be nowhere else. Anyway, thank you for your emails. If anyone else has any comments about anything else, holler and we will discuss on the podcast. I have, according to, I don't know if you've noticed, the last several podcasts have, this is the roughly 30 minutes for you on this Friday podcast. I wanted to, you probably have noticed on the last few podcasts that the great Brent Starr's voice is no longer at the beginning of the podcast. And it's because, so what's the name of the podcast, Joe? Getting My Shit Together is no longer on there because when I make the podcast, that there are two files that I load into the back end, the software, whatever it is, the application, I guess is the best way to say it. Spotify for podcasters, which used to be Anchor, which I'm sure was something else. I have had the podcast now for 3.5 years, and it could not have been easier to use and to make a podcast. But there were two files always. There was Brent's clip of him saying that, which I would put into the application, and then right under that, I would put the actual recording of me talking and doing the podcast. And then you would hear it essentially as one long audio file. Now, Spotify, so it's no longer Anchor. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, which I think there's only one person left doing podcasts on Spotify, and that's Joe Rogan. So there you go. Spotify, I mentioned on the previous podcast, has removed tools, so I can't put the two files in, and I only have the one my voice, so I can't put Brent's sound file on there. Otherwise, if I did, all you would hear is Brent's thing, and that would be the end of the podcast. Spotify has removed the ability, removed the thing that made it so great for someone like me who doesn't want to have a podcasting network, who is very much plug and play. Let me just talk. I'll write a description of the podcast. I'll put my two little files in there. I'll be on my way. Well, no longer possible because this note from Spotify for Podcasters says, beginning June 2024, our recording and editing tools will no longer be available. So, recording and editing tools. Sounds like I can't do those two things, which doesn't seem like a big deal because I never did record in podcast. I have a separate software application that I record the podcast into and then load it here. So it doesn't seem like a big deal. Our recording and editing tools will no longer be available. Download any audio from your library that you'd like to keep. You can record new episodes with Riverside. All right, so I'm going to have to apparently jump to, it says learn more. And so I clicked on learn more, and right now it says, evolving how you create on Spotify for podcasters, which means fucking probably less. I don't know. But here's what it says. Podcasting has evolved quite a bit since its early days. As a format, it is increasingly becoming more visual and interactive, with more people around the world creating, listening, and engaging with the medium than ever before. You'll note the becoming more visual and interactive is not where this podcast is headed. Next paragraph. And while the core vision of Spotify for Podcasters has remained to make podcasting so brilliantly simple that anyone, anywhere can share their voice with the world. Thank you. That's exactly what I'm looking for. You can sense that or else is coming or but. And while the core vision of Spotify for podcast has remained to make podcasting so brilliantly simple that anyone, anywhere can share their voice with the world, like podcasting itself, we've expanded our purpose over time. Today, we are focused on helping you reach larger, more global audiences and giving you the tools to develop meaningful, authentic connections with those fans. To that end, we have a couple important updates to share as they relate to some of our features on Spotify for Podcasters. So what that paragraph essentially says is our core vision was to enable people like you, Joe Smith, comic, to share your voice with the world. And today, however, are evolved to tell you we're going to do more of that, but it feels like it's going to get harder for you to do that. That's just that's Spotify for Podcasters. That's what I'm hearing. To that end, we have a couple important updates as they relate to some of our features on Spotify for Podcasters. Before I go any further and shit on this company ever, I have no right to do so because they have not charged me one penny for any of this. So I have no leg to stand on. So I know that. First, we are excited to share that we are deepening our partnership with Riverside to provide a native, best-in-class creation experience right inside Spotify for podcasters. Riverside is an excellent platform that offers powerful AI-driven recording and editing tools used by creators of all sizes. Again, this is like AI. The messaging around AI is it's the greatest thing and we're going to all be boned up about it. And it's only been in our lives, the layman's, for about a year, but also it's going to end the world. So a powerful AI-driven recording and editing tool does not excite me. Anyway, deepening our partnership with Riverside. Next sentence. We first launched our partnership in 2022, and since then, we have seen top creators all around the world leverage their advanced tools to enhance their Spotify, their podcast production. All right, they want to make the production better, I guess, than my humble setup here. Riverside offers a podcast creation feature and set Riverside offers a podcast creation feature set similar to what exists in Spotify for podcasters today, with the meaningful addition of new video and AI tools to help creators take their work even further. All right. There's not a lot of meat in that. There's a lot of potatoes, I suppose. With our new integration, which launches today, you can record and edit your audio and video podcast with Riverside right inside the Spotify for Podcasters web product. You can bring in guests for remote interviews. I don't do that. Make precise transcript-based edits to the recording. I don't do that. And use their comprehensive suite of AI tools to further clean up and enhance your content before publishing seamlessly through Spotify for Podcasters. Here's what it looks like. And that's just what it looks like. I'm not going to look at that because alongside the rollout of this integration and to better optimize the needs of creators today, we are refocusing our attention. Finally getting a little bit to how this is going to fuck you up. We are refocusing our attention and resources from some of our legacy tooling to the next generation of podcast innovations. Oh my God, this corporate, everything is going to be gutted, but this is how it's going to benefit you language is so insulting. I'm just saying, not in our relationship. If you actually work for a company and there are every company in the country seems to be laying people off, just who cares about right sizing, dude? You have plenty of money. Look at the margins. As part of that shift, so what they're saying is we're refocusing our attention and resources from some of our legacy tooling to the next generation of podcast innovations. Okay. They're saying we don't give a shit about the old. We're going to push into this new thing because you know what? We weren't able to make the new thing work or the old thing work, and we're trying to adapt and keep up. As part of that shift, we are discontinuing our web and mobile native creation tools, including recording and editing tools, as well as our music plus talk format, beginning this June. All right, so how does that impact me? Well, discontinuing our recording and editing tools. So I think I use the editing tools like I described. I upload Brent's clip, then I put up my clip, and then I make notes, say here's what the podcast is about. I wanted to put up one today from an old podcast, so you had like where my head was 2 years ago. I wanted to do that today, but I can't because it has to be a one file thing. So we're discontinuing the ability for you to record and edit beginning in June. Next paragraph in bold, look out. As always, you can upload finished and audio As always, you can upload finished audio and video podcasts to Spotify for Podcasters for distribution, management, and monetization. And all of your existing published episodes will remain published and unchanged. For more information, we encourage you to check out our help center here. Now, the maintenance and management of the recorded published episodes is important to me because those of you who have written in who have lost a parent at a, let's say, a premature age or an age earlier than you thought you should, or you just the more natural, wasn't like, oh, I remember my dad died at 87 or however old your folks were when they passed, or, you know, I'm hoping to make it to my daughter's 30th birthday. I'm hoping she lives a lot longer, as fucked as this sounds. I'm hoping she lives a lot longer without me in her life than she had me in her life. Isn't that, that's upside down. Maybe it's not upside down, but it's sad when you think about it. And those of you who have lost people, parents, you know, when you've been younger, and feedback I've gotten from people is leave as much of you as you can, and she can get into it if she wants at different times across her life. So keeping all of these podcasts is important to me because I want, and it's insane that I want my daughter to listen to some of this gibberish spilling out of my mouth, but to enhance and elaborate her perspective on the old man, I want her to be able to have all of these podcasts. So it's important that I don't just like chuck 3.5 years or Spotify chucks 3.5 years of recordings that my daughter might, you know, have interest in someday when I'm not around. So all of your existing published episodes will remain published and unchanged. For more information, we encourage you to check out the Help Center here. We are continually listening, learning, and iterating, all with the aim of making a greater impact on you and your show. You have done that. You've made it, you've given me opportunity to have a global reach. I'm grateful for that. A relatively, incredibly simple interface. But you're changing that now, and you've made a greater impact by what it sounds like, because I'm now going to have to, quote, record the thing, the podcast in Riverside, and then load it over to you, is what that sounds like. What I'll have to find out is, can I record the way I've been doing and just push that stuff into Riverside? Maybe it's just an extra step. We'll find out. I'm not crying about it right now. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'll have to figure it out. Or will I be able to just push my record as I do now, push Brent's clip, my clip into Riverside, one extra step, and then have that go to Spotify for Podcasters and be distributed to you? This is really more look behind the curtain than you probably wanted on this Friday morning. We're continually listening, learning, and iterating, all with the aim of making a greater impact on you and your show. Whether you're an established podcaster or just starting out, and you know, I'm both. We're focused on building the platform you need to find success. Keep an eye out for more tools and integrations from us that make it easier for you to be discovered, connect with your biggest fans, and make a living off your craft. All right, so there you have it. Spotify for Podcasters is just see whatever. I'm going to have to figure out how to make this a thing with Riverside. I can do that, right? It's just an extra step. I'm a busy man, but Lord knows I'm not as busy at night as historically I have been. Sorry, I'm trying to gently move the recording setup here so it's a little more convenient. So that's why there's no Brent. That's why I have to figure out how to use Riverside. Okay, well, that's your problem, dude. You're the podcaster. We're the audience. We're here. You're right. You're welcome. I will figure it out. Our friend who is here from Atlanta, speaking of, I have a lot more free time at night. She said, oh my gosh, so how's comedy going in San Diego? And I said, it sucks. Not San Diego, me doing comedy in San Diego. I said, it sucks. And she goes, why? I said, what I've probably said on the podcast, I feel like I went from being a pretty decent sized fish in a big pond to being a non-existent tiny fish in a smaller, shittier pond. And that's not really about San Diego. It's really about how great Atlanta is. And she said, oh, well, what are you going to do? Go to LA? And I said, no, I'm living here with my 5-year-old and my wife and trying to figure it out, I suppose. Trying to figure it out. Thank you, Mookie G. You're right. Just leave. I gotta put some greater specificity. I can't just talk about, I don't know, just something just to put it up there. It doesn't feel organic for me or authentic to me. But that's the only way. I know. It's the game. I had this thought. If I devote as much time thinking about making $1 million as I do to stand-up comedy, could I make $1 million in 1 year? And how would I do that? Could I take $1? Could I take $100? Could I take $1,000 and put it into Microsoft stock and then make 10% on that? And that's, did I say $1,000? And that's $100, but then it gets taxed. And then you have what, $67? Then you made $67 or something like that? $70, whatever your tax bracket is. And the answer is no. That was what I concluded. I probably couldn't make $1 million. But I feel like that's my... I actually had that thought today. Could I just, instead of like wallowing in my, God, what the fuck is going on with comedy? It's also very weird. I'm just being candid with you because I'm having so much joy and I don't think it's necessarily a tension trade-off, and maybe it is. I'm having so much joy and fun spending all this time with my wife and daughter. I would do that. It's not like when I go out 7 nights a week doing stand-up that I'm missing time with my daughter, but I'm certainly, because usually when I go out, she's already asleep. But I do miss time with my wife, and there is the, hey, we're the family, it's not like the family until dad leaves as soon as you go to bed, and then my wife's, you know, sitting there being forced to watch Real Housewives of wherever. So it's really interesting. On the one side, I'm having this great joy family time that now has been 6 goddamn months. I've been enjoying it. You know, I pick my daughter up from school. We can go to the park. We can go ride bikes. We can, you know, we can go to gymnastics. We can do whatever. We can go get a sandwich or a slice of pizza. I'm having a blast. And then we come home and, you know, we do puzzles. And I'm really basking in my family life. Not that I wasn't before, but the basking in it and the fulfillment that it brings me challenges the idea of wanting to go stand at an open mic in a city where nobody knows me. To what end, right? I've said that before. I don't see these comedy clubs headlining locals, which is different than I thought it was before I moved out here. But, you know, and maybe it's the usual, just be undeniable. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just sort of talking it out loud. How being family man, which I was in Atlanta, but I feel like it's even greater now. And like, it's weird. So like this euphoria, this great feeling on one side about being, I'm not saying I'm a great family man. I'm just saying like, I'm in it. I'm here all the time. We're doing stuff all the time. You know, me time, we still need a little better delineation of roles and responsibilities during me time. So it's this good with this other, like, what the fuck with comedy, you know, I'm the funniest person in the world. Like, you should be able to, the world should be able to hear that. So it's just an interesting thing. Speaking of, it's an interesting scales is what I'm kind of doing. Like this great thing on this one side and then this not as great other. I don't at all feel like, oh, my family is keeping me from stand up. I'm keeping myself from stand up, period. It's no one else's, I'm keep it's a choice. And then, did you ever see Stripes? And then depression set in. Hey, John, can I get your last beer? No. We'll split it. God, Harold Ramis and Bill Murray are so funny. They were so funny. Harold Ramis, rest in peace, man. That guy, he wrote some really funny stuff. I mentioned very briefly my wife watching Real Housewives. And I told you also that on New Year's Eve, because I wasn't doing stand-up, that we watched Andy Cohen get drunk with Anderson Cooper and talk a bunch of shit, and it was really enjoyable. He said that about the woman who seemed to be attracted to the gay guy, and he's like, I hope she has a family, because or a husband or whatever, a man, because that guy is strictly dickly. He said that on CNN. Anyway, I saw a headline yesterday that said Andy Cohen, that one of the Real Housewives, is maybe suing, maybe somehow coming at Andy Cohen for sexual harassment. And ladies, I don't want to have to mansplain anything to you, but Andy Cohen sexually harassing you? I mean, he can make you feel uncomfortable. He could say something gross, I'm sure, but I know what, if I know anything about Andy Cohen, he does not want to be anywhere near your sex, okay? You fish. But I didn't click through. Maybe that's what I'll do sometime today. I will click through. How can you possibly be a real housewife? And first of all, you should be flattered that anybody wants to have sex with you. Just saying. You know what it looks like on screen, okay? And I'm the guy who said that. Hey, sweetheart, you should be flattered anybody wants to stick a prick it. You know, I get it. It doesn't sound, but I'm talking about that subset of people. I'm not talking about the wider population. But I know Andy Cohen is not trying to do anything sexual. What is the sexual harassment claim? How or sexual? They're trying. It sounds like they're trying to Me Too Andy Cohen for something he did to a Real Housewife. Former Central Jersey prosecutor, in addition to weighing in about Donald Trump, will he feel any pain from this legal? What is it? Quicksand that he's in, or legal hurricane of legal actions against the man. And aren't we all so tired of politicians and who did the craziest shit? And here's an election. It is permanent election season. Can't we just get back to work for 5 minutes? Nobody. It's a TV show that we don't want to watch. It really is. It's not interesting. The characters are not dynamic and unique. They're just all self-serving. Anyway, I want to know, Central Jersey prosecutor, has there ever been a case where in addition to telling me about is the pain Donald Trump is or is not going to feel, has there ever been a case where a gay man has been accused by a woman of sexual harassment? Or is she just doing this for publicity? I mean, Andy Cohen being accused? I mean, it sounds like they're trying to say he Me Too'd her. But, and I guess, you know, he can go up and I've heard comics say, like, you know, gay guys, they don't always necessarily, like, you know, gay guys going up and grabbing your boobs. But it's not the same as, like, me doing it. Or if you're going to grab their boobs, do it all the way. Or I don't know. Has there ever been a case of a gay guy being sued for sexual, for Me Too-ing? Former Central Jersey prosecutor, do you know who? Do you know who Andy Cohen is? Anyway, I hope you have a great weekend. I just want to say, in parting, that my 5-year-old child is the product of in vitro fertilization, and I'm very, very grateful for that opportunity. And my life would not be were it not for IVF. So, it's fucking insane, this country we live in. It's just insane. Anyway, I hope you can have kids without IVF, and I hope that someday in this country we'll be free of zealots telling us what we can do and what we can't do with our bodies. I hope someday we live up to the hypocritical bullshit idea of the United States of America. I just want to finish on a happy note. Have a great weekend, and I'm going to sort it out with Riverside and Spotify for Podcasters, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday, hopefully with Brent Starr in the background and me with some comedic update. Okay, have a great weekend.